This is VOA News. I'm Marissa Melton.
Провів сьогодні кілька нарад щодо наслідків масованого удару по нашій інфраструктурі.
Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky saying, I have held today several meetings about the consequences of the massive strike on our infrastructure, another attempt by a terrorist state to wage war against civilized society, has resulted in temporary blackouts of electricity, heat, and water in some of our regions and cities. Russian missiles took the lives of 6 Ukrainians today. He made the remarks in his nightly video address to the nation. Regional authorities said Russian strikes knocked out power in Kharkiv on Thursday. The regional governor of Kharkiv said the city was hit by about 15 S-300 ballistic missiles, which Ukraine is unable to intercept. The mass strikes on targets far from the front were the first such wave since mid-February. They shattered the longest calm since Moscow began an air campaign against Ukraine's civil infrastructure 5 months ago. A letter claiming to be from the Mexican drug cartel, blamed for kidnapping 4 Americans and killing 2 of them, has condemned the violence. AP's Ed Donahue has more.
In a letter obtained by the AP, the Scorpions faction of the Gulf cartel apologized to the people of Matamoros, where the Americans were kidnapped, the Mexican woman who died in the cartel shootout, and the 4 Americans and their families. The letter says those who were directly involved went against the cartel rules that include respecting the life and well-being of the innocent and were turned over to police. A photograph of 5 bound men face down on the pavement accompanied the letter. Jerry Wallace, a cousin of one of the Americans kidnapped, says he does not accept any apologies. It doesn't change the suffering they went through. I'm Ed Donahue.
Top payment networks Visa Incorporated and MasterCard Incorporated said Thursday they paused work on implementing a new sales code for gun merchants. This is VOA News. Senate Republican leader Mitch McConnell suffered a concussion after a fall at a local hotel and remains hospitalized for a few days of observation and treatment. According to a spokesman on Thursday, the Kentucky senator, who is 81, tripped and fell on Wednesday at a dinner event in Washington. In remarks, Senate Majority Leader Chuck Schumer says he's thinking of Minority Leader Mitch McConnell.
I called the leader this morning and spoke briefly with his staff to extend my prayers and well wishes. My thoughts are also with Leader McConnell's family and his team. I join every single one of my colleagues in wishing Leader McConnell a speedy and full recovery.
U.S. President Joe Biden tweeted that he also wishes McConnell a speedy recovery and looks forward to seeing him back on the Senate floor. Another Norfolk Southern-operated train derailed on Thursday in Calhoun County, Alabama. This makes it the company's 3rd derailment in the United States since February. Footage taken at the accident site showed multiple train cars huddled on top of railways after the accident. Personnel and a crane were also seen near the area. Meanwhile, in Washington, D.C., a U.S. Senate committee harshly criticized Norfolk Southern and pressed it to back safety reforms on Thursday after a devastating February 3rd derailment in East Palestine, Ohio, a freight train carrying hazardous materials. Reuters' Jillian Kitchener reports.
I want to begin today by expressing how deeply sorry I am for the impact this derailment has had on the residents of East Palestine and the surrounding communities.
Norfolk Southern CEO Alan Shaw on Thursday apologized publicly for his company's role in the massive derailment in Ohio last month. Shaw appeared before the Senate Environment and Public Works Committee probing what led to the accident that caused train cars carrying toxic vinyl chloride and other hazardous chemicals to spill and catch fire. The toxic mess left many residents of the town of East Palestine worried about their short and long-term health. During the 3-hour hearing, senators from both parties said Congress must pass rail safety reforms and press Shaw to endorse improvements.
That's Reuters' Jillian Kitchener reporting. U.S. President Joe Biden said Thursday he's ready to meet with Republicans at any time to discuss the new budget he announced on Thursday. Speaking at a Philadelphia Union Hall earlier in the day, Biden challenged Republican opponents on fiscal responsibility, highlighting plans to cut U.S. deficits by nearly $3 trillion over 10 years by raising taxes on those earning more than $400,000 a year. When asked by a reporter whether he should even bother to introduce the budget due to Republican opposition, Biden said, watch me. Marissa Melton, VOA News.